So you mentioned that most people really don't understand really how wealth works. So how about take a few minutes and explain what are the big myths? What are the big misconceptions that people typically or some people have in their mind about how wealth works? And then after identifying those misconceptions, tell us how wealth really works.
There's things that we talk to our clients about. And I think one of the biggest things is, when I look at someone's overall position, it's something that I call a wealth transfer, right? And these are monies that we're losing unknowingly and necessarily the government and the institutions on a daily or yearly or over a lifetime basis. And we've identified over 37 transfers of wealth that people incur throughout their lifetime. Now, it doesn't mean everybody's going to have 37. They might have one or two, right? But it can equate to hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of dollars to people over their lifetime if they look at certain things of how they're positioning their assets or what they're doing. So, one of the big things that we talk about is there's a huge difference between average rate of return and actual rate of return. And if you understand what we're taught in the financial industry, everybody looks at their return on investments, or they typically look at money from a rate of return perspective. And it's not so much the rate of return that matters, it's what you can spend. Right. And so we help our clients understand that there's a huge difference between average rate of return and actual rate of return, and helping them evaluate that from an overall wealth perspective. So I'll give you an example. Okay. So in the traditional model, Jay, let's just say that you and I were having a conversation. I said, Jay, you know what? I can guarantee you an average rate of return on investment over a 2-year time period of 20%. Now, would you typically invest your money in a deal like that?
That sounds great on the surface.
Sounds great on the surface, right? So let's take a look, and we're led to believe that we're going to have more money because I guarantee you an average rate of return. Now, if we look at this from how this works, so let's just say the investment's going to be $100, Jay, right? And you give me $100, and the first year I knock it out of the park, we get a 100% rate of return. We have another tech bubble, or another new stock that creates a huge rate of return. So that $100 at 100% rate of return for the first year is $200. The second year we start out with $200, we have an oops in the market, or we have a correction and we lose 60%. So that's a 60% loss on the $200, which means that that's a $120 loss and we're left with 80. But if I look at the 2-year average rate of return, if I take the 100%, subtract out the 60, that's 40% divided by 2. What's your average rate of return, Jay?
I think I lost money.
Okay. Your average rate of return is 20%, but your actual money, what you have, your actual return, yeah, you lost money. You end up with $80. So there's a huge difference between average rate of return and actual rate of return. And math is the average and money is actual. And so when we look at and help people understand how wealth works, those are the conversations that we're talking. Because in our industry, people always talk about, well, what's your average rate of return? I don't care what your average rate of return is. I care what your actual rate of return is, because the two are completely different. And
That
so
really, that should be an aha moment for most people.
it's a huge aha moment, because we're led to believe, right? 20%, that's how everybody talks. If you average 8%, 10%, you're going to have all this. No, you're not. You have to, and the actual returns will always be less than the average, always.
Right. So once I understand, and I do, once myself and the audience understands that difference.